You've seen VR, but have you seen PlayStation VR? I'm standing next to Richard Marks. He's the director of the PlayStation Magic Lab. And Chad and I just tried out a fantastic demo of the PlayStation VR. Tell me, what's the secret sauce? What do you think makes this just a cut above its competitors?
Well, there's a lot of different things that go into VR. We really aim for a very high-quality spec, but also it works with the PlayStation 4. So you can just plug it in, and it'll just work. And it's really comfortable. We worked really hard to make it comfortable, easy to put it on and take off, so you kind of forget that you're in VR while you're wearing it. All those things together make for a really high-quality VR experience.
What were the technical hurdles with this unit?
Well, with VR, you have to have a high refresh rate. So we have 120 frames per second refresh rate on the panel. You have to have really good optics to make things look like they're literally all around you like that. And then also you need a really low latency so that the tracking really feels like everything's moving the right amount. So all those things together combined with like making the graphics all rich and in a good environment around you is, you know, why VR is so challenging.
Let me ask you a little bit about something. You mentioned the refresh rate, making sure it's 120 hertz. And I know that does cut down on the motion sickness that some people will feel when they're trying out VR products. But that's not it. I found your tracking to be dead spot on. I think that lack of lag actually adds to the non-nausea experience of VR. How do you do that? I mean, because I've seen good demos before, and I've always felt a little queasy after 5 or 10 minutes. I played this for 10 minutes straight, and I felt fine.
Well, there's a few things. Of course, we do have a high refresh and low latency. There's gyros and accelerometers in here that are being used. But one of the keys is the PlayStation 4 is a known quantity. So we can really tune things exactly knowing the hardware. It's not like we have to leave a little bit of slop in for different kinds of hardware. Every PlayStation 4 is exactly the same, so we can really, really tune it up.
So we use the Move controllers in our demo, which I think is one of the best movement controllers around. You know, you see HTC, you see Oculus trying to come up with competitors. But this has been in the market for years. And so mention the controller system. Like, what is your ethos with that moving forward?
Well, actually, so the PlayStation Move has been around since the PlayStation 3, but now we're using it with the PlayStation 4 camera. So actually, you get an improved precision on the tracking of the PlayStation Move from what you had before. And, you know, we also have the DualShock 4, which also has a light bar and gyros and accelerometer, so that also is tracked. And there's some games where you look down and you can actually see the controls and you can see them highlighted. So when you press a button, it kind of shows you like a tooltip or something of what's happening, what that button would do. So those things are really great to have that tracking in there in VR, too.
Yeah. Richard, one of the big advantages that PlayStation is going to have over some of its competing products is, as you mentioned, it's designed for the PlayStation. You know the hardware, you know exactly how every console is going to act, you know exactly what is in the hardware of every single piece of equipment that's ever going to be connected to this. So how will you use that to your advantage? What kind of games, what kind of applications can you develop for the PlayStation VR that you wouldn't be able to do for something else that, say, plugs into a generic PC?
Well, one of the big things by knowing everything is the developers can know that the experience they craft will be the exact experience a player gets when they try it in their home. So that's a huge advantage. The developers know, you know, they're giving the people what they intended to. And then also because it is so easy, you know, getting in and out of it is very quick and there's not any complication, you can have a really wide range of experiences. You could have these kind of very small experiences that are short, but you could also have a very deep, long experience. We have some great experiences we're showing that here. You know, we're showing the VR Worlds, which has 5 different experiences. We have Playroom VR, which we announced comes with every one of the PlayStation VR systems. You can download it as soon as you get it. So there's a lot of different titles. We announced there will be 50 titles during the launch window.
I'm glad you mentioned games, because as a gamer, a system could be amazing, but without the games, you really have nothing. So how much does it cost, and when is it available?
So it comes out in October, and it's $399 for the base system, and then there's already like 230 developers working on titles for it. So there's a long pipeline of games coming.
Richard, if they wanted to find out more about the PlayStation VR, more about the PlayStation ecosystem, where can they go?
Well, if you search for PlayStation VR online, you'll find all sorts of things. And, you know, we have a lot of things about it on our website. So you can check out PlayStation.com.